We are talking today to Ingrid Wolfhart. Ingrid has quite a long-standing reputation in the nonprofit sector. She initiated a forum, which is now called Palani, in 1991 for the deciduous South African fruit industry. And by doing that, created a platform for 60,000 women. She also initiated the largest, deepest research study done in South Africa on the fruit industry with the Department of Sociology. Ingrid has served as the sole director of a family-owned company called Fruitworks Pty Limited, who market fruit internationally and have been doing that, goodness, for over 20 years. She is also the author of a historical novel called Heart Fruit, what a beautiful title, which she published in 2008. She now spends her time working in the transformation of communities and is dedicated to this. And so we're very pleased to be able to catch up with Ingrid today as she talks to us about the festival meet and greet activity program called The Landscape of Awe. So, as we were saying, the amazing Ingrid is joining us. And welcome, Ingrid, to Jade Setting with Janet. It's so great to have you on the show with us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Janet. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
It's a big pleasure. Now, I mean, this is like a 42-year track record in the NPO space. And then obviously, you're a jazz lover if you're doing this Journey to Jazz Festival, which is happening between the 1st and the 5th of May. And I'm super excited to hear all about what we can expect in the beautiful town of Prince Albert between these two dates.
Yes, I think what's so marvelous about this festival in Prince Albert, it's a total community activation, Janet. So you have this marvelous trip that you do either from the north or from the south, and there's this beautiful piece of road that you take off the N1, and it actually draws you into this Karoo town, the beauty of the Karoo, which is so sparse. It looks empty. And then it brings you into this little dorpie, this little village that has water furrows, that has bougainvilleas, that has this
Oh,
marvelous unspoiled Karoo vernacular. And we've
I'm
got a beautiful,
loving it. I'm loving it.
okay, fantastic. And there's this marvelous saying that we have in town, and I'll say it in Afrikaans first. We say to each other, groet is 'n moet, which comes from the activist Ota Lappies, and it really means greeting is a must.
Oh, that is so special. That really is. So obviously, it's a beautiful town. There's a great sense of community. You must get lots of goosebump moments, or as Oprah would say, aha moments working with the community. And you've got this festival lined up. It sounds like it's a lot more than just jazz, and it's now in its second year. So please tell us what we can expect from the program.
Yes, so there's a marvelous festival music program being put together. What's actually it's now complete by Brenda Sassani, who I see as the doyen of jazz radio, and then a marvelous, wonderful jazz pianist, Kyle Shepherd, that you might know. So Kyle is our artistic director. We have Brenda, and what we've done from the beginning of the planning, Janet, which makes it quite unique. We've pulled in our young people of the North End community to co-create, come up with ideas, participate in the process of putting this program together. So there's also a very local element. There'll be young artists of the town creating their own genre called Karoo Jazz. And then we have the beautiful sounds of Cape Jazz coming through, artists like Cameron Ward. We've got Jonathan Rubane coming with his entire Quirky's band
Amazing.
to make this big, big splash on the Sunday. It looks like, and I'm warning Prince Albert, we might even close the road in front of the church and have the concert in the street because there's so much interest in it. And then, of course, what is so beautiful is the piano, in a way, shines this year. Kyle, being a pianist of note, has actually brought artists who love the piano as much as himself. So Tandi's there, Africa Mkhitsi's there, Darren English, who also plays the piano, is there. Giovanni Gidi from Italy will also be joining us, and he's actually.
Amazing. What a lineup. You've brought together so many amazing people. This is great energy that you're creating there.
Thank you so much. And then at the same time, which is just, which gives it an extra layer, is there's beautiful things like working with the local or being taught by the locals around stars, or walking with Dr. Sue Dean in her Vulva Kraal Conservancy. She is the icon of Karoo ecology. And here you get a moment, 2 hours with Sue Dean to, just to understand what is the Karoo about. And then there's beautiful eateries, there's art galleries, there's the marvelous museum, there's cycling, there's yoga, there's Pilates, in beautiful settings. So I just think it's this very rich, lovely, layered, relaxed, bespoke, but very personal experience that we're going to have over those few days.
That sounds just phenomenal. You had me at yoga and, coffees and slow mornings, and of course, the opportunity to just create so much creativity,
Yes.
and enjoy and just imbibe that atmosphere whilst there. And I mean, I see there's a coffee and biscuit at the Hope Warrior coffee shop at the Pact Center, wine tasting, lots and lots to do. And then, of course, you've got a physical aspect as well, which is the mountain biking. And that's quite a serious ride because that's 42 kilometers.
Yes, so we have a very, very strong cycling culture in Prince Albert. And what is wonderful about this culture is that young people of town are also integrated into it. So if you join that group, you're going to be joined by a very enthusiastic group of young girls and boys who are going to give you gas as you do that trip. So what's marvelous is everything is very integrated. Even the coffee and biscuit table at the Pact Centre, the Hope Warrior Coffee Bar, has been rated one of the top in the country. And I won't say which publication actually gave them the rating. But what's marvelous about it is teaching young people that you can excel. Doesn't matter if you're sitting in Rondom Skrik. You can be a master barista serving world-class coffee. And that's how we want to
Absolutely.
change people, young people's mindsets in that community. Everything
You
is
know, we
possible.
had the most amazing interview with the folk from I Love Coffee, who employ deaf baristas. Do you know the project?
I know of the project. It's inspirational, Janet.
It's phenomenal. So we're still on a high from having spoken to them, and here you come with all of these amazing offerings. I see there's a connect with mindfulness. There's clay. There's so many ways to express yourself creatively, and then of course the night sky tour is so my kind of thing. So I want you to just please just share with us what's going to happen in those little segments.
Yes, so we have. I don't know if you know that Prince Albert actually has a very strong artistic culture. And there's something called Open Studios that also happens twice a year in Prince Albert, where artists open their studios, their homes, and you can come in. Some of those artists are actually saying, we'll receive of the Journey to Jazz audience. One of them is Sue
Lovely.
Saf, who's just this marvelous potter who will be giving pinch pot classes. And you just sort of imbibe, you become part. I think what is marvelous about this, you become part of the local fabric. You get to know the local people, you get to know people by name. You start feeling like you're part of the setup. You're not an outsider, you're an insider for a few hours. The stargazing, I think Prince Albert, with that pristine air, we have certain plants that grow in Prince Albert, and they only grow there because of the quality of the air and the clarity of the air. And so at nighttime we have it looks like, my grandson asked me, what's all the little balls in the sky? So
Oh.
I suggest you come and have a marvelous session to find out what are the little balls in the sky. Yes.
Yes, that sounds amazing. And it's so great that young people and that different generations are coming together because it's creating a collective energy that is quite phenomenal. I'm loving that. And there's so many different aspects to the festival that there's something for everyone, which is always a good thing because they're, people with different tastes. And then, of course, you're going to have people traffic coming from other provinces, from Cape Town, people who are followers of yours that come because of the experience and, the track record that the festival has, obviously.
Yes, I so agree with you. And Kaz Henderson, who helps us with PR and media, said something very beautiful. She also said, Ingrid, this is development in action. You know, this is transformation in action. This is a community saying, we want to, you know, we want to grow, we want to create opportunity for young people going forward. We want to give them hope. How are we going to do this together? And
That is a
drive.
very profound statement to see, to
Yes.
say development in action, because, you know, quite often you don't quite hit all of the sides. But I think what helps is your long track record and knowing what works within communities is also helping to catapult this to different levels, because it's not operating in a silo. There seems to be a flat, seamless engagement across community, across generations, across demographics as well.
Well, Janet, you've just said something very profound for me, because I sometimes find it hard to articulate, you know, what we're trying to do there. And that's exactly what it is. It's this integration and connection and built on relationship. So it's really building community
Absolutely.
together, a new way of doing community. Yeah.
Yes, so very, very profound. And a lot of groundwork that's happened in the communities over the years to help to build the kind of relationship that you have that can catapult this to this extent. You know, it doesn't just happen in a silo, Ingrid, obviously. So I just want to hear from you. What are the highlights? And I know this is an unfair question, but if I were to come to the festival, and I know you're going to say, do everything you can do. But if I
Yes.
had to get a sample taste, if I'm making a whirlwind visit and I'm not going to be there between the 1st and the 5th, what would
Okay.
you?
Suggest. You know, I don't know if you looked at our program on the first, but there's something very, very special that's going to happen on that holiday. We're actually going to be walking from Rondom Skrik, and we're going to walk through North End with the real dancers leading us. And we're going to go over a little koppie, and then we come to a rock amphitheater, which we created last year with the artist Annie van Rensburg. And this amphitheater is actually rock of 300, 400 million years old. And we will do the launch in that theater. And Professor Thuli Madonsela, our patron, will open it, and of our own local artists will perform there. What is marvelous about that experience is you have Tully speaking and sitting on the edge of this amphitheater, all the children of Prince Albert listening, you know, from smallies, from early childhood level up to young people listening to her speaking. It's a moment. It's a precious moment for us, even in this country, that from here we are all joined together in unity, in harmony, you know, in this beautiful space. It's possible for the rest of the country. It's possible for us to live like that every day. So
You
that's
know,
sort of.
Ingrid, this is that picture is the perfect way to end our interview, because what I love about it is that there is a responsible leader that is sitting in front of these young children, a woman who is inspirational, a woman that we can trust and believe in, that is sharing stories across generations, across this amphitheater, engaging young people and capacitating them to be better citizens, to be better decision makers in this sometimes crazy world of ours. So I think that is very profound that you've managed to get our Thuli to do this on this first day. And it's, you know, it's a journey, it's a walk. So that in itself is also quite special, because we do still have a walk to do. It might not be the long walk to freedom, but there are other challenges that we now face, you know, economic challenges, corruption challenges, and no better stalwart for that than Thuli Madonsela. So well done. That's a real feather in the cap of the festival. And now I'm really, really excited to be there and be one of those people that are going to be hanging on to her word, you know, as she shares that. So that is just the cherry on the cake. So thank you. So definitely the 1st of May, one should be there.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Janet.
Ingrid, what an inspirational festival. And you're right, it's not just a jazz festival. It is so much more than that. And I'm sure that our listeners are going to be looking forward to coming and experiencing all of this. And I'd like to just ask you if there are any parting words before we say goodbye to you. And thank you tremendously for making time for us. It's really been a phenomenal experience.
Yes, I think what I'd love to say is join us on the journey. The joy is in the journey. And come and co-create this experience together with us. I welcome you to Prince Albert.
Absolutely. So we all look forward to being part of that narrative. And how can we find information about the festival? Where can we go? Is it up on social media? Is
Yes.
there a number for us to call just so that our listeners are aware of how to get hold of you?
Thank you so much. We do have a website, www.journeytojazz.co.za. We are on Instagram under the same name and Facebook. The entire program is there. The contact numbers are there. If you really want to speak to us personally, admin, admin @pactrust, PACTRUST.co.za, and we will love to chat to you.
Wonderful. Ingrid, inspirational to chat to you this afternoon. I take my hat off to you and really thank you for all the work that you've done in nation building. Because when you build communities, you really do build a nation. And I wish you all the very best with this amazing festival that's coming up. And thank you for the wonderful giveaway, two tickets to the Jazz Festival for our listeners. Really, really envious of whomever's going to win that because it is really food for the soul and not just jazz, but much, much more. Ingrid
Much.
Wolfhard, thank you for joining us on Jet Setting with Janet. It's been an absolute pleasure to chat today.
Thank you.